Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Search for Gillian Gold, Episode 1, Vanishing Act. Welcome to the Search for Gillian Gold, and I'm your host, Stuart Wealdon. Gillian Gold was a force, a journalist with a nose for the truth, and a voice that wouldn't be silenced. In June of 2023, Gillian vanished without a trace. Her disappearance is a mystery that haunted the small town of Carston, and left her colleagues, friends and family in a state of agonising limbo. Gillian was in Carston, investigating a series of strange occurrences. Unexplained lights in the sky, and whispers of unusual activity at the old Blackwood Observatory. Locals were calling it the Carston Lights, and Gillian, ever the sceptic, was determined to find the truth. But the truth, it seems, might have been more dangerous than she ever imagined. Carston is a town steeped in folklore. It's nestled in a remote valley. It's a place where stories of the supernatural mingle with the mundane. Gillian, however, was a woman of logic. She believed there was a rational explanation for everything. Her last known communication was a voicemail message left for her editor, Sarah Jenkins.
Sarah, it's Gillian. I think I'm onto something big here in Carston. These lights, they're not just lights. There's something else. Something unsettling. I'm going out to the Blackwood Observatory tonight. I'll update you tomorrow, but if you don't hear from me...
Sarah reported Gillian missing the next day. The police investigation yielded nothing. No witnesses, no leads, no sign of Gillian. Her car was found abandoned next to the entrance of the Blackwood Observatory, the keys still in the ignition. Her notebook, containing her research on the Carston Lights, was gone. We've obtained a copy of the police report. It's surprisingly brief. Missing person, no evidence of foul play. A foul play? Gillian Gold wouldn't just disappear. She was meticulous, organised and dedicated to her work. Something happened at the Blackwood Observatory that night. In this podcast, we're going to go back to Carston. We're going to go talk to the locals and examine Gillian's research and revisit the events leading to her disappearance. We're going to search for Gillian Gold. We won't stop until we find answers. Imagine a life dedicated to words. To uncovering the hidden, to making sense of the world. Then imagine that life simply stopped. In 2013, Gillian Gold, a journalist known for her tenacity and insightful reporting, disappeared without a trace. This is The Search for Gillian Gold, a journey into the shadows of a vanishing, a search for answers, and a remembrance of a woman whose voice was silenced too soon.
Those lights, they've been here for years. Some say they're visitors. Others say they're something worse.
Martha, like many residents, spoke of a long history of strange occurrences in Carston. Not just the lights, but also unexplained disappearances, livestock mutilations, and whispers of strange rituals in the surrounding woods. Another resident, a man named Daniel, offered a more modern perspective.
Look, I'm not saying I believe all the crazy stories, but I've seen things. Things I can't explain. One night, I was driving home late, and this light had just appeared right in front of my car. I slammed on the brakes, and it just hovered there, silent, for what felt like forever. Then, it was gone.
Daniel's account echoes many others we heard. The lights are described as silent, often appearing suddenly and vanishing just as quickly. Some witnesses report a feeling of unease, a sense of being watched. We visited the Blackwood Observatory, the last place where Julian was known to be. It's a crumbling structure, perched on a hill overlooking the town. The observatory has now been closed for decades, its once powerful telescope now rusted and useless. Inside, the air is thick with dust and there's a sense of decay. We looked around for about 15 minutes and didn't find much, just a discarded coffee cup and a crumpled map of the area. But then, in the corner, there was a note. It was difficult to decipher, but one phrase did stand out. The pattern. They're connected. The pattern. They're connected. What pattern? Was this a note left by Gillian? And if so, what is it referring to? The lights? The disappearances? The strange stories, maybe, that permeate Carston's history? Something that someone or something wanted to keep hidden? Our investigation is just beginning, but next time we'll delve into the history of the Blackwood Observatory and explore the rumours of its connection to the strange phenomena in Carston. We'll also examine Gillian's notes in more detail, searching for clues that might lead us to the truth. So join me next time on the search for Gillian Gold. The answers are out there, shrouded in darkness. Search for Gillian Gold was presented by Stuart Wielden. The music is UFO Experimental by Bruno Magic.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.